The measure would change the DNR's system of granting permits for developers who want to build in wetlands. Senate and Assembly committees have already passed the bill, and a coalition of environmental and hunting and fishing groups says it's been unable to get major amendments added. So Tracy Hames of the Wisconsin Wetlands Association says he remains most concerned developers would no longer have to try to first avoid wetlands or minimize damage. Hames says mitigation, or creating or restoring wetlands to replace destroyed ones, would be the top criteria.
What we feel will result is using mitigation as kind of a bargaining chip to sweeten the pot to get wetland fills to occur a lot easier than they do today.
Hames says the science of wetlands mitigation is improving, but is still far short of recreating the ability of natural wetlands to filter out pollution and provide wildlife habitat. A key author of the wetlands bill is Republican Senator Neil Kedzie. He says the measure just gives developers promising mitigation a fair chance.
Mitigation was not even being allowed as part of the option for an applicant when looking at a way to relieve a problem where a low-grade wetland may be hindering the ability for a property owner to build on their property.
Kedzie contends his new measure is just following up on a 2007 audit that recommended changes in a wetlands permit law he sponsored 12 years ago. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.